This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban captured two major Afghan cities, the country's second and third largest after Kabul, and a strategic provincial capital on Thursday, further squeezing the embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission in Afghanistan. The seizure of Kandahar and Herat marks the biggest prizes yet for the Taliban, who have taken 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The capture of Ghazni, meanwhile, cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces, which similarly find themselves under assault. While Kabul itself isn't directly under threat yet, the losses and the battles elsewhere further tighten the grip of a resurgent Taliban, who are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. As security quickly gets worse in Afghanistan, the United States is sending troops to help evacuate some personnel from its embassy. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Pentagon is sending three infantry battalions to Hamid Karzai International Airport.
Approximately 3,000 personnel.
Whom spokesman John Kirby says will arrive in the next 2 days to help with the partial evacuation. The announcement comes as the Taliban continue a stunningly fast offensive weeks before the U.S. military pullout ends. The militants have now seized nearly a third of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals, including its third biggest city. The embassy pullout and security boost suggest the Biden administration is not confident Afghan forces can secure the national capital. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The city of San Francisco will require proof of full vaccination against COVID-19 for a number of indoor activities, such as visiting restaurants, bars, and gyms. Mayor London Breed made the announcement on Thursday.
We're actually following the lead of small businesses, and in particular, many bars in San Francisco that decided on their own, we're going to require proof of vaccination before you enter our bar.
Breed said the aim of the mandate is to keep the city on a path of recovery from the pandemic. The announcement comes one day after California Governor Gavin Newsom said all employees at public and private schools in California will have to show proof of vaccination or face weekly testing. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday the Food and Drug Administration is working with vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna to allow certain vulnerable people to receive a third booster shot of their COVID-19 vaccines to improve their immune response. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the shots would be available to people who are moderately or severely immunocompromised, such as those who have had organ transplants and some cancer patients.
FDA is working with Pfizer and Moderna to allow boosters for these vulnerable people. An additional dose could help increase protection for these individuals, which is especially important as the Delta variant spreads.
Top infectious disease official Dr. Anthony Fauci said Thursday U.S. officials do not believe that elderly or others who are not immunocompromised need another vaccine dose at this moment. Still, he said the government was evaluating the necessity of booster shots on a day-by-day basis. Chicago health officials say 203 COVID-19 cases have been connected to the four-day Lollapalooza music festival, but they do not see the event as a super spreader. AP's Margie Zaralletta reports.
More than 385,000 people attended Lollapalooza 2 weeks ago. Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says her department expected about 200 cases to be linked to Lollapalooza, and there are 203. She says if there was going to be a COVID surge, it would have happened already.
We've had no unexpected findings at this point. There's no evidence at this point of a super spreader event, and there's no evidence of substantial impact to Chicago's COVID epidemiology.
Arwady says she's pleased to see that other music festivals are following Lollapalooza's example of requiring proof of vaccination or recent negative COVID tests. Margie Zaralletta, Chicago.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.